Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Campaign finance numbers posted to the Virginia Public Access Project show a very different story for House and Senate races. On the House side, most of the big money is going to Republicans trying to win back seats they lost or almost lost in the last cycle. Democratic strategist Ben Tribbetts says the money shows Republicans are feeling good about keeping the House.
The Democrats have a much better chance this November of taking over the state Senate than the state House of Delegates. And so you're seeing Republican candidates have a lot of success in fundraising for the House because the conventional wisdom is they're going to continue to hold a majority.
On the Senate side, the numbers tell a different story. Most of the big money is aimed at primary elections, fighting off challengers for incumbents or beating back opposition to open seats. Republican strategist Dan Scandling says it's telling that the top fundraiser is Democratic Minority Leader Dick Sasslaw, who has two primary challengers this year.
That's a case of the young guard coming after the old guard. And Sasslaw knows he can't take anything for granted. He saw what happened to Joe Crowley last year in Congress, and he doesn't want to see that happen to him here in Northern Virginia.
Virginia is one of a handful of states that has odd-year elections. That means other states will be watching the elections here as a bellwether for what might happen in the 2020 election cycle. I'm Michael Pope.